This is Diana Nyad for KCRW, and this is The Score. More than the American Independence Holiday will be honored at Major League Baseball parks across the country this Saturday. It is exactly 70 years since one of the most famous orations in history took place. Lou Gehrig's iconic speech at Yankee Stadium on July 4, 1939, became not only one of the most impactful moments in the history of sports, but one of the most poignant moments in the history of mankind. The Gary Cooper movie of Gehrig's life made that speech all the more famous, and as happens with powerful filmmaking, the movie version of the speech has become better known than Gehrig's actual words. As a matter of fact, even though one factor making the Iron Horse's speech near perfection was that it was brief, the guess is only 277 words, the actual words that echoed up through the stands and left every one of the 62,000 people at the stadium that day in tears are not accurately known. Even though the famous photographs of the event reveal many microphones, only four complete sentences have survived on tape. People, including the press, were so emotionally moved once Gehrig's shaky voice began that nobody, out of 62,000-plus people, jotted down a word-for-word transcription of the speech. Scholars have since pieced together, from various newspaper accounts of the day, what they think comes quite close to Gehrig's precise words, and much of it is moving, along with the two most famous lines of, "Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth," and, "I might have been given a bad break, but I've got an awful lot to live for." About his fellow ballplayers, he said, "Look at these grand men. Which of you wouldn't consider it the highlight of his career to associate with them for even one day?" About his parents, "When you have a father and mother who work all their lives so that you can have an education and build your body, it's a blessing." And about his wife, "When you have a wife who has been a tower of strength and shown more courage than you dreamed existed, that's the finest I know." Fans had been reading for the couple of weeks leading up to that July 4th about Gehrig's tragic diagnosis of ALS, but nobody, including Lou Gehrig himself, had any idea how fast the horrible disease would progress. It is only recently that some 200 letters between Mr. Gehrig and his doctor at the Mayo Clinic, written during that short and devastatingly quick debilitation of 2 years between his diagnosis and his death, have been made public. Even toward the end days, when he could no longer eat, Gehrig somehow expressed hope. Every ballpark that's hosting a game, 15 of them, will take time during the seventh-inning stretch this Saturday to have the Gehrig speech read aloud. It's one of those historic, proud bonds that all baseball players share. Statistics across the ages don't mean much to the younger generation. When a significant series comes up between, let's say, the Yankees and Red Sox, young players don't buy into the record between the teams from way back across the decades. It holds no meaning who bunted in the ninth inning with one out off a left-handed pitcher back in yesteryear. But when it comes to Lou Gehrig, he was not only the pride of the Yankees of the 1930s. Lou Gehrig is the pride of all baseball players forever. He is the soul of one American's courage in the face of perhaps the most cruel of all diseases. We call July 4th Independence Day, but we could well call it Lou Gehrig Day. This is Diana Nyad for KCRW, and that's The Score.